Okay, because it's a special time of sharing, there is no scripture reading preceding the sermon. So let me just read one verse of scripture that hopefully will prepare our hearts for the sharing time. This is from Psalm 9, verse 1. Psalm of David. He says, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. And certainly, as I mentioned earlier, God has been doing some amazing things this past month with our church family, several weddings, the San Francisco City Impact Ministry a couple of Saturdays ago, and the Vacation Bible School this past week. So we'd like to have the focus on those three areas, but again, if we don't have enough people filling the time from those three areas, then certainly we'll open it up to any sharing from anyone that has a word of praise they'd like to give. We just ask that you keep it relatively brief and speak nice and loud, and Matt will have a microphone he'll bring to you. I know some folks think they can project very well without a microphone. I use a microphone, okay, so everybody will use a microphone. And show of hands. How many of you are planning to share something today? Just raise your hand, okay? Just raise your hand if you're planning to share something. Okay, I just see three hands. Anyone else? Just to get four, five. Okay, just keep your hands up for a second. Anyone else? Six. Okay. We won't go in any particular order, but anybody brave enough to start off? Okay. Let me just quickly say though that about the San Francisco City Impact Ministry. This is an annual event which gathers about 1,500 to 2,000 Christians from all over Northern California. And the reason why we got involved 3 years ago was because God blessed our church family with a young man by the name of Cliff Lau, who was doing his residency. And he was coming to our men's Bible study every Tuesday night very faithfully. God led him after he graduated to actually become the first resident doctor, medical doctor, with City Impact in San Francisco. And it was through his influence, because I had never heard of City Impact. I never heard of Roger Huang, the founder and director. I never heard of the book, Chasing God. It was all through Cliff, and he influenced several of us, really, to read the book first. And it was such an amazing book, and I know many of you have read it already. By the way, if you haven't read it yet, we still have extra copies. See me after the worship service. I'll make sure you get one. They're just $5. But through that influence, we got involved 3 years ago. We took about, I think we had about 12 or 13 of us that first year. The second year, last year, we had about 17, I think, 16 or 17. This year, we had 24. Now, this involves some other brothers and sisters from other churches that hear about it and come with our group. But, you know, next year, I'm really hoping for at least 30. And as this thing continues to snowball and grow and more people hear about it. So those of you who were involved any time in the last couple of years, even if you couldn't go this year and you want to just share a brief word of testimony and praise, feel free. Okay, so who wants to be the first one to share today? Sabrina, hang on for a second. Let's, Joey in the back, because we want to try to focus on the weddings, the San Francisco event, and VBS. Okay, so then we'll get to everybody.
Good morning. I was approached by Lisa Miramoto about going to City of Impact. I've heard about it. She went last year, and it was an amazing experience. What Roger Huang saw it with his own eyes and felt that there was a need to help people in the Tenderloin District, he was led to that next chapter of his life, because he was from, he said, I had money. But he said his first experience was when somebody approached him for some help, and he was very uneasy to extend his hand. So he went home, and the next day went back looking for that person and didn't realize the need out there. We are very gifted because we have a roof over our head, we have money in our pockets, we have food on the table. But then people fall into bad times in their lives, beknownst to them, out of their control. And with God's leadership, he made us see outside our church walls that there's people that we can make happy for that one day. We had a wonderful group. I'm in food, so we did the delivery. And my partner was Donna Chun, Will, Adele, and it was just great. Going to the different, first of all, we served food to the beauty shop that was a block and a half away. And it was amazing to see the volunteers doing pedicures and cutting hair and giving them a lunch. Our next stop was to deliver to two low-income housing units, which was 9 blocks away, one way, 4 steps up. The next one was 6 blocks away, 4 steps up. But it was amazing. For those that did not join the event that was happening on Jones Street that was open to them, where they were going to be providing information on services, and there was an open cafe, there was feet washing, and there was pet washing, and there was a little carnival for the kids. For those that did not attend, we were able to give them a meal. And we had asked them if they wanted us to pray, and if they so elected not to, we just had a chance to have a discussion with them, and if they needed a second meal, we gave it to them. So it was a very, very enlightening day for me, and I will be back next year.
Thanks, Joey. Great. Who'll be next? Weddings. Yep. Steve?
Good morning, everyone. My name is Steve Baez, and grateful believer in Jesus Christ that takes part in the men's Bible study on Tuesday nights. And I was also able to attend the City Impact conference for the first time after having went through and read the book and being inspired by a couple of the guys that had attended before and talked about it on Tuesday nights. So I was also taking part in food delivery with Eddie. We were in the same group together, and a very similar experience to what was shared in terms of going directly to those that were not able to come out. We visited two large six-story, what they call SRO, the single room occupancy buildings. And in the first case, it was just evident of the difficulties because the elevator was broken. And so we had to go up and down 6 flights of stairs carrying the boxes of meals, and to be in that as a living condition, because it was a very warm day for San Francisco, and so it really made you feel for the individuals that are in that situation. And they were very grateful because some of them were not able to get out to the services that were being provided on the street. And I've since been able to talk to Pastor Lewis, because my inspiration came about before we even went out on the streets. We attended a gathering at the Warfield Theater, and they had a worship session along with the founder's son, Christian. He shared a story about his father's vision and how it started, and making peanut butter sandwiches and going to share them out on the street in a small scale. And now 30 years later, there's thousands of people out there serving the community of the Tenderloin. And so that just brought something up within me to take an idea that I've been, serving with, which is working with the homeless and taking clothes and shoes out, and to bring that together with another passion. I coach baseball, and I'm putting together my efforts to do that on a regular basis rather than just, I usually do it during the winter time through the winter sanctuary. And now I'm going to implement that on a regular basis and collect that. So it just inspired me to kind of expand. And then the last thing is, within our group, there were two things that stood out. And one of them was our group leader, who took us to these two buildings, shared that he does this every Sunday. He comes from, I think it was Atherton, and that's his church, is to go and visit and share and pray and love with the people in those two buildings. They all knew him by name. They were happy to see him. And the fact that he does that every week was just inspiring to do, to do a little more. And then the other was, we had a gentleman that came and joined our group after we had met and got started. And he was there with a larger contingency that had come all the way from Michigan. And they were there, his name was Tim, I believe, and they were there in the capacity to come out and serve just with us. And you know, we talk about, okay, there's construction going on and we have to alter our plans, and I ended up driving by myself, you know, and these sort of hurdles to get there. But I didn't even think about coming all the way from Michigan to get there to San Francisco and to serve. So that also inspired me in terms of the efforts that he and others are making on a national basis to come and serve this community. So it was a wonderful experience, and I was touched very much so, and it was a wonderful weekend. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. So City Impact does this every year. It's usually in July on a Saturday. It's a one-day conference. They have speakers and great worship in the morning, and then in the afternoon, the majority of the day is spent on these service projects. They do about 45 different kinds of service projects, a wide variety of services, including medical and food, of course, foot washing, pet washing, and grooming. So, I think actually Adele and I were involved with the prayer ministry, and unlike those of you who did meal delivery and have to walk many, many blocks up, we just sat in a nice little canopy things, and people came to us. But it's amazing how many people would just come and just want to talk and just share a prayer request, and we were able to pray with a number of folks during that time. Who be next, Sherry?
I could say,
Matt?
Am I on?
Okay.
Am I on?
Matt's in the back.
Are you mine? Okay. So I had May and I and Mario went to the Children's Carnival to work there. May and I got the wonderful job of making bubbles. We walked up and down the street that was sectioned off, and it was just amazing to see how the kids just sort of went to pop the bubbles and get by you. But the solution that we had was a little weak, so the bubbles would pop by themselves right after we put it. But it's amazing that City Impact, one of their visions is to meet the needs of the kids, because they know that that's the first impression, that's where it starts. And they have a school that's K-8, and they take sponsorships to get those kids off the street and into school. So it was wonderful to see all that taking place. Mario served popcorn. And when we were closing up and cleaning up, he was engaging in the conversation with one of the ladies there just off the street. I don't know if she was homeless or not, but she was so interested in Mario and what his plans were. And she was just, you know, questioning him and what he's going to do in the future. And it turned out that she was a teacher. I don't know if she was one of the homeless there, because they were serving a lot to the people. But it was just an amazing experience.
Thank you, Matt. May wants to share? Okay, May.
Yeah. It was a wonderful time that Saturday, and we had a good time of fellowship on the way there and on the way back. The kids are kids anywhere. But this year, they changed the format a little bit, and the carnival was actually held in the middle of a street. So something that stood out to me was that while we were doing our bubbles and ministering to the kids, there was a homeless lady on the side of the sidewalk, and I don't know what she did, but the police was there, and she got handcuffed and carried off. So it was a distraction, and it got me to thinking, yeah, kids are kids everywhere. I mean, kind of the same everywhere, but the surroundings are different, and the influences that they have are so different. So it was a good day.
Okay. I think Matt and May, you guys went all 3 years, right? No, not last year, two of the three. Okay, did anybody go all 3 years? Has anybody been there all 3 years? Okay, Davida and myself, all 3 years, okay. Great. Well, again, we're going to do this every year, and hopefully next year. And I got to admit, my own level of faith is trying to increase each year, because the first year, I think I pre-signed the early bird special thing. I think I signed up 10 for 10 spots. And then the second year, last year, I signed up, I think, 15. 15, yeah. Then this year was, I think I signed up 25. So next year I'm going to have hopefully enough faith to sign up for 30 spots. And again, it's open to anyone from other churches as well. So, okay, who'll be next this year? Davida? Okay.
Okay, so I also attended San Francisco City Impact, and I worked in the health building, the health and well-being building, where they offer basic kind of medical services. And like it was mentioned before, we meet before in the theater and have a time of worship and encouragement and prayer. And then we're released by our different areas of the station that we're going to be going to or the area that we're going to be serving in. So this year I was the only one in the medical one. And so I enjoyed my walk myself to go there. And I'm glad I had the other years to know where to go. But just walking through the Tenderloin area, just first of all, kind of makes you appreciate and again feel blessed about by how much we have, just like Joey was mentioning. So this is my third year doing it. I work in the Vision station, and it's a very busy station. The first year I remember that was pretty much all we could do was to keep up with everyone that wanted to have services. So I felt like I was doing something like a vision screening that I've done in other places, and it didn't really stand out to me to be anything too different. So the second year I went, I really wanted to see what I could do to maybe open people's eyes more to the spiritual side of what we wanted to encourage. And it was still hard because it's still a busy station, but sometimes it was just an eye-to-eye contact and saying, God bless you. In fact, I think someone said that to me first, and I thought, wow, yeah, I could do that to them. And so it was encouraging to be able just to even share a little bit like that to them. And then this year, I again was kind of just praying and hoping that there were some other ways we could reach out to them. And it was actually very much more organized. We had more help this year, so we were able to talk to them about the other spiritual or the church services that are in that area and just to encourage them to come to that if they could, or the Monday Cafe where they have just meeting people and food for people to come to at the medical clinic that's in that area. So it's just encouraging to see how we can reach out to people. It's also encouraging for me just to see how just little things, and in fact, this last time when we started, Cliff Lau did give a little talk and a prayer in our own medical area, and was just saying, you know, don't feel like you have to cure or help the whole, all of it. Just do what you can and just pray that God will lead you to do this, even that little bit. And so I've tried to take that to remember that in our everyday lives for anyone whose paths we cross, that it could be just that little thing to try to reach out them to let them know that God loves them. Oh, and I was going to say, in the medical, that you don't have to have experience. So if anyone next year wants to do that, we can even have you help in different ways. So if you don't even have that medical background, or if you just want to be in that area, it's in a gym that's kind of converted. So it's not like we had to walk a lot of steps either. So I encourage anyone who might be interested to sign up and join us in that next year.
You want to hear some more? Oh, no. He's just ready with the microphone. Okay, Eddie?
It's been an exciting week. Yeah, first apologize to Anna. I should have stood up fast. We had a good laugh there for a while, though. It was really funny. Let me say, I had four quick things, super quick things to say here. One of the, on the impact trip, there was two comments, I think, that stood out to me. One lady, I think she was Jewish from New York, said something when we were all together, because they gave us instructions and they said, don't try to proselyte or don't try to preach to these people. Don't ask for prayer, because then some people can complain to the hotel that you represent. So if they ask for prayer, you can pray. If they ask a question about the gospel, you can share. So that was the ground rules, right? But I love what she said. She says, you don't have to tell them that they're sinners, because they know that already, but just tell them that they're loved, okay? And that sort of stuck with me And I know that the, you know, the Church of God, I mean, we don't, you know, brush aside sin. Sometimes it has to, you know, be brought up and has to be dealt with. But out there when we're, you know, talking to our community and people, if we love on them, the rest will come into place with the gospel when it's preached, when you read the Bible, when you get mentoring, all that will happen. Even with me, I listen to a lot of Christian radio because I'm on the road all the time, so I get my own little whippings and stuff like that and get shaped up. So I want to say that one comment that just stood out in my mind. She said, let them know how much they love the sinning part they already know. Okay. Then there was another comment that was made, and what I love about City Impact is the school that they're raising. They made a comment, I think it was a quote by Frederick Douglass, that said that it's easier to raise children than to fix broken men. So when it seemed like there was no hope there, well, they are raising a generation and they're doing such amazing things with the school. So I'm, you know, super, super excited, you know. And that was a comment that also stood with me. I might not remember the fourth thing, but I want to bring up at least say the third thing. Another good thing about our wedding was that it was, for us, it was picture perfect of everything that worked out. I mean, Anna and I thought about, well, we're going to elope and go to Vegas and make it easy because her family's all in China. So if I do this big old church wedding and everybody's sitting on my side, it's like, well, who's on her side kind of thing? You know, it's really tough. So we were thinking, okay, make it a lot simpler. So we went to, that was the plan, go to Las Vegas. She's never been to Las Vegas, right? So I thought, oh, it'd pretty be exciting. We can see all the Cirque du Soleil shows and all that stuff and the comedians, just everything, you know, walking around hand in hand. And then, so we went down to get the license, and you guys probably already can fill in the blanks here. We went to get the license, and then at the end of signing everything, they go, where are you going to get married? And we said, Las Vegas. And they go, well, this is no good. You know, this is California. Duh. So I go, well, I guess we're going to get married here because, you know, we already did this, and we had 90 days. Once you fill out that license, 90 days, you better do it. So then it started up with, they walked us down the hall and they go, look at this little, we got a little chapel here if you want to use it. And it was a cute little place, could fit 30 people max, right? So we looked at it and says, oh, this is pretty cute. Okay, so we need a couple witnesses. So we thought of Margaret and Daniel, because we pile around, we double date, we go to lunch together, we hang out, barbecue, everything together. Okay, we got two. And then it went to another two. Oh, I better invite my mom. Yeah, you know, it's kind of important, my mom and dad. Oh, okay. Pastors, and then it's just like boom, 30, it was over, right? We chose a date, and we tried to get an evening one, but they didn't have anything open. They don't do it on the weekend, so we said, Thursday, 3 o'clock. Okay, let's go for it. That was it, this last Thursday, 3 o'clock. And this is the last part of my story, guys. And then what happened is, and we thought, well, okay, after this, we should go to dinner, right? And we'll invite everybody within that group. So I had this one restaurant called the Iron Horse in my mind. If you've ever been there, it's on 15th and R. It's real, kind of trendy, kind of gourmet food, cool, but not too starchy and everything. So we said, I want to go to that restaurant. And Anna was trusting me that I made good plans. So I called them up and asked for reservations, and they said, no, we don't take reservations. And I was like, oh, gosh. Oh, now I got to get downtown and start driving around and look for someplace. And Anna was with me, and we went to one other stop before, and I said, hey, let's stop there. Maybe if I ask a manager there. So I get in there, check with the hostess, you know, we're now in person, can we do it? No, we don't do that. I said, can I speak with the manager? Sure enough, this tall, young Asian guy comes walking out of the background. I go, oh, he's Asian. Anna's with me, Asian. I might be able to. It might happen, right? Yeah. So he comes out. I explain 30 people. It's a early, you know, 4:30 on a Thursday, and he goes, yeah, no, we don't normally do that. He goes, but I'm gonna make an exception in your case, and I was like, oh, thank you, God. And then he goes, besides, I know you, and I go, really? And he goes, yeah, you were my Sunday school teacher at CCC when I was in the basketball program. I'm looking at him. You know, he's older. He's an adult now. And I was like, wow. So I said, thank you, God. It was just a God thing that happened for us. And next thing you know what, everything went so smoothly from just detail to detail. We had a beautiful time. And now, with my business partner's permission, we're going to Las Vegas, hopefully this weekend coming up. So we're going to go down to LA and visit and introduce my older brother to Anna and the extended family in Los Angeles. And then we're going to jet off and take off to Las Vegas, spend some time there, and then come on back home. And then near the end of the year, God willing, we're going to go to China to be with all her family in China and stuff. So that's my story. You wanna share anything? Say anything? Huh? No? Hey, why don't you stand up one more time like before? Okay, ready? Okay, Matt.
So you're not going to be here next weekend, is that right? Let me know. Okay. No, but let me know. You forgot? No, I'm just using this. No, let me know if you're not going to be here next weekend. Okay, it's important. So. Okay, thank you so much, Eddie. And we, of course, rejoice with Eddie and Anna for their wedding. Let me do a show of hands again. How many people are going to share anything about the San Francisco trip or VBS or the weddings that have taken place? Raise your hand. Let's see how many people are left. Still planning to share about any of those three things. Okay, just one? Okay, go ahead, Joe.
Anyway, I helped out at VBS this week, and I usually help out one or two days every year. But everything usually runs really smooth, but I'm always amazed every time I go to help out at VBS how smooth everything runs. So it's really a praise to the leadership of May and Carrie that everything runs so smooth. There's so many volunteers. It seems like there's more volunteers than kids sometimes. And every time I go there, I see all the decorations and everyone's doing their little parts, you know, the food and the MC and all the teachers. And it was a blessing, too, to be around the kids, seeing them learn about God and how enthusiastic and childlike they are and learning about God. You know, I taught a class on Thursday. And every time I asked them a question, like half the kids would like try to raise their hand and answer. It was really inspirational. So I just want to say what a blessing the leadership of VBS is.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. I was reminded by Matt, there's a terrific little video we want to show of Vacation Bible School this past week. So those of you who wanted to share that didn't get a chance today, we're going to schedule another extended time of sharing during the month of August. So if you want to share at some point in August, make sure you contact me so I get an idea how many folks want to share something, and then we'll schedule that, okay? So Sabrina, let me know later, okay? So we're going to show this video. I think Ted Fong put this together, and just tremendous video.
Shout it out. My God, I tell you, I was born for this. things right, but I make the wrong choice sometimes. And you forgive me. No one knows me, God, like you. You see who I am, not what I do. And you forgive me.
Well, thanks again to everyone who shared. And as I mentioned, we'll schedule another time of sharing during the month of August at some point. Let me just quickly share, from my own perspective, some things that happened at the City Impact event a couple of Saturdays ago. As I mentioned, Adele and myself were in the service project of prayer. There's a prayer tent. And there were a team of maybe 12 to 15 of us all together. And about five of us stayed at the tent, and as people just came by, we just asked if they'd have anything to pray about. And the other seven or eight were out wandering around talking to folks on the streets. And at the end, the whole prayer team got together, and we were just sharing briefly about what God had been doing. And one of the ladies shared something that I thought was just one of those amazing God moments. She shared that she was talking to somebody who was homeless, who was asking for prayer because of his drug addiction. And she asked what his name was, and his first name just happened to be the same name as her own son, who had died earlier from drug addiction. And she just shared this actually as a praise, because she was able to share with this young man how meaningful it was that God had brought them together for that moment in prayer, and how she could really say that she loved him with the love of Jesus Christ. And I just thought, wow, that's pretty amazing. But there are hundreds and hundreds of experiences like that happened that day. So again, we don't have the exact date for next year yet, but it happens in July, it happens on a Saturday, and we'll try to get the word out as quickly as possible when that comes up. Vacation Bible School, it's just amazing, like it is every year. And as I mentioned earlier, to see the multiple generations, we couldn't possibly do Vacation Bible School without all the young people who help out every year. And they're just amazing with the kids, especially some of the ones who are a little friskier than others. And watching the teenagers sort of lovingly corral them and help them to sort of focus a little was just such a blessing. Mario, I think this was the first year that he led the singing by himself. It's usually his dad and other family members, but he took that responsibility, and he was leading the singing Monday through Thursday. Friday, their whole family had to go to the Bay Area. But it's just wonderful to see the young people stepping up like that and being involved. And of course, our seniors, as I mentioned before, some of our seniors are just so amazing in terms of their energy, in terms of their love, and just their participation. What a blessing to see that God brings all these folks together in this church family to serve together like that. And of course, the weddings were just an amazing blessing as well. So it's been a very busy and full month, but one that I think all of us can just recognize how much we have to be thankful for and to praise God for his many, many, many blessings. Let me go ahead and close this time in prayer, and then we'll continue with the rest of the service, okay? Let's pray together. Our Father God, thanks so much for how you bless us in so many ways, and quite frankly and honestly, we recognize that we often take them for granted. But when we pause and just stop and reflect a little bit like we did today, and just hear different brothers and sisters share, even some of the events that have taken place this month, with the weddings, with the San Francisco City Impact Ministry, with the Vacation Bible School Ministry. We're just overwhelmed sometimes by seeing how much you bless us and how you're working in and through us and how we have the privilege of experiencing and sharing your love in so many ways. So I thank you for those who shared. We do look forward to future times of sharing. We know others wanted to share, and I just pray that you'll help all of us to be more mindful, to be more just aware on a daily basis of how much you bless us, so that we can pause to give you thanks and praise for the great God that you are. So we ask and pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.